Today's daily word is protected. I am grateful for the divine protection of divine love. At times I may have felt unsafe and sought safety, but I understand that the Lord of my being provides the well-being I need. That certainty is a consistent reminder throughout the Bible. From Deuteronomy 31:6, it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. To Romans 8:31, if God is with us, who is against us? As I enter into the new year, I remember and give thanks that I am protected and loved. I also welcome the opportunity to be a source of love and nurturing for all living beings and for the planet itself. By being an extension of God's protecting presence, I affirm and strengthen my own sense of security. I am grateful for the protection of divine love. Learn to do good. Seek justice, rescue the oppressed, defend the orphan, plead for the widow.
It is time for our morning meditation. Time to become still. Time to slow down. Close your eyes and relax. Time to enter the presence of spirit. Time to acknowledge who we really are. Time to be thankful for the blessings we've experienced. Time to anticipate with joy the blessings we expect in the new year. In our praying this morning, Larry used an interesting phrase, and I'd like to say it's time to wake up the fire of spirit within each one of us. Time to trust. Time to be who we really are as a child of God. Time to express joy, knowing that I am in God, and God is in me. And no matter how it looks, I am in God, and God is in me. Just say that to yourself quietly within yourself. I am in God, and God is in me. It's time to wake up the fire of spirit within me. I am connected to the energy that created, runs, and keeps it balanced in the universe. I am part of one. I am part of the whole. God in me can do anything. Take a moment and become aware of the music that Larry's playing. Just kind of feel the vibration within yourself. That's a very subtle vibration. And that's an energy, much like the subtle energy of spirit within us. And just a reminder, it's up to us to wake up that spirit. So I say to myself, I and the Father are one. And I want you to hold that thought. We're going to be talking about Charles Fillmore's affirmation, and I want you to take it in as I speak it. What he said at the age of 94 was, I fairly sizzle with zeal and enthusiasm and spring forth with a mighty faith to do that which ought to be done by me. He was a man that kept the zeal and the joy in his mind, knowing that I and the Father are one. And if, when I really believe that, I get excited and I become enthusiastic. So I'd like to paraphrase it. I fairly sizzle with zeal and enthusiasm, knowing that I and the Father are one, and God in me can do anything. I am one with the universe. I am one with all that is. I am one with everyone in the room. I am one with the population of Pflugerville. I am one with Texas. I am one with the United States. And I am one with the world. And ultimately, I'm one with the universe. So take a moment as Larry plays and ponder that idea that I am one with the universe. I am one with all that is. And I and the Father are one. And as we bring 2017 to a close, let's just say to ourselves, I spring forth with a mighty faith to do those things that ought to be done by me right now, today. And as an affirmation of our faith, Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.